first thing about this guy that stands out is the height. So I'm guessing, Yvonne, that tennis all the way through, or were you lured to other sports, maybe basketball in Belarus?
Oh, no. Honestly, growing up, like before 13, I played tennis and then soccer around 13.
Really?
Soccer, yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I wasn't that tall back then, I think.
But, yeah. When did the growth spurt hit you?
Probably around 14 or 15, I'd say then, yeah. But honestly, I still play soccer sometimes for fun.
Yeah. Do you ever watch the games out here with the with
yeah,
the guys
I do,
team?
I do.
You know any of those guys?
Yeah, we're pretty good friends with them as well.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice. What do you think? Do you ever try and explain to them that you could probably still hang with them if you had to?
I've like shot a little bit, practiced with some of the guys, so yeah.
It's fun. Of course, you're from Europe, but you didn't get a chance to go back home. Do you usually try to during the summer?
Yeah, every summer I usually go back to Belarus, but this summer obviously I couldn't go back.
So where did you stay?
I stayed in Bradenton.
Okay. Bradenton, you know, now when I think of Bradenton anyways, I've always been a tennis guy mm-hmm. and a soccer guy. Nice little hotbed for tennis. Were
yes.
you always ingrained in that once you got there?
Yeah, it's like IMG's really close, which is like a huge academy and like really big for tennis. So a lot of time I did practice there.
I can't imagine being in a tennis academy. I mean, obviously, if you grow up playing the sport, you're used to it and it's kind of your life. But still, is it just kind of almost like a different world in a place like that?
Yeah, it's like the atmosphere is way different. I like it a lot. It's like everyone training hard, trying to get better. Just like a really competitive atmosphere.
Let's talk about the training, because Chase explained what happened on the very first day of practice. And when I say a day of practice, Monday, it must have gone all day, apparently, because there's just a lot of work right from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
How has the conditioning gone with Ashley here?
Oh, good. Like, the first day, we really got back hard, for sure. We started off with, like, gym, which I haven't done in a while because they're all closed. And we got straight into, like, fitness and, like, footwork drills, agility, and, like, we were all really tired.
So even tennis players could get tired.
Yeah.
Was that the intent? Do you think sometimes the coach would be like, okay, this is what I was looking for?
Honestly, it was probably harder than everyone thought. Like, the drill, like, gym and then the fitness drills, and then we saw, like, 2 hours of practice.
Wow.
So it was tough physically for sure.
So the season's still a few months off, and yet he wants to get you ready. Is there sort of a message from the coach yet, or is it too early to say that Ashley's got a statement?
No, he's always ready to, like, get going. He thinks, like, I mean, it is right now is when we really can prepare for the next season.
Yeah, you got a little bit more time.
Yeah, for sure.
You, you know, jumped right into the lineup, and what was your early college tennis experience like? Because that first season was fantastic. It had the NCAA tournament, the win against Bama and all that, but it must have been crazy.
Yeah, it was fun. Like, I had an adjustment period for sure in college, like focusing on a lot more things than just tennis.
Yeah.
So I had the adjustment period, but the more time went on, the more I, like, settled in.
What did it take long to adjust to being on a team from the team aspect of an actual match where there's six going on at once, and
definitely.
You're obviously focusing on yourself, but it's different, right?
It's way different. Yeah, you have to, like, support the guys and then focus on your own match. And, like, obviously take care of your match, like I said, and then obviously you want to win the dual match, which is the main goal.
Did that side of your personality maybe come out in college, because you're used to always, I'm guessing, just worrying about yourself, thinking about what's going on? But do you find yourself not keeping score per se, but keeping an eye on other matches a little?
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes I think it's even, like, I do it too much. Like, I'm always looking around with the score the other guys are. And
and all of a sudden it's a game point, and you're like, wait.
Yeah, so sometimes I do focus on other courts a bit too much, so I need to, like, focus on my court a lot.
Well, the mental part of it is obviously something that Coach Fisher is huge mm-hmm. on. Has that improved from your angle?
Definitely. When I came to college, it's improved. Like, I've learned to be more, like, composed, and, like, with a lot of stuff going on, it's just I feel like I've gotten mentally stronger.
How about the emotional part? You got to have some emotion. You can't be a robot out there. How is that part of your game?
Oh, good. Obviously, I think sometimes you'll get frustrated, but then that's normal.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, bottle it up all inside. Yeah, sometimes if you get a little upset, it's all right, I think.
Well, what did you think of the best player in the world losing his emotions a little bit with Djokovic? I mean, that was wild. I'm sure you've thought about doing that. Not aiming at the person, but you know what I'm saying. But have you ever had something similar to that happen with yourself? And what did you think of the actual Djokovic incident?
Yeah, I think everyone's done it. Like, hit a ball at the fence. I mean, he just got really unlucky.
Yeah,
like 99 out of 100 times, he just hits the fence, and then he keeps playing the match, but he got really unlucky. And I was sad to see him, like, go because he's my favorite player.
Is that right?
Yeah, and, I mean, but the rules are the rules, honestly. They would have defaulted anyone for that.
Yeah, and you could tell right away, obviously. I mean, he
knew that.
The instant. Well, both. He was very apologetic. Yeah. I guess next time he'll have to grit his teeth. Main thing that you're trying to focus on your game, obviously conditioning is a big thing right now, but is there something that you're looking at this early part of practice that you want to work on specifically?
Definitely consistency in my game day in, day out, because I've had, like, really good days and, like, then I've had really bad days. Mm. So just on a, like, day-to-day basis, keeping myself, like, level so I can be, like, more consistent.
Just to be accurate, you want to be consistently good, not consistently bad, because yes. I'm consistently bad. Okay, good. Just wanted to square that away. Hey,
yeah.
Great job, Mr. 6'6". Thanks for coming by.
All right, thank you so much.